We've talked to this guy numerous times from when the pandemic started, and I figured one of these times we would be talking to Corey Mace about the start of the Canadian football season, training camp, things moving forward, and yet, Corey Mace, here we are in just about mid-August, and there's really very little we could talk about in terms of a CFL season, is there?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
because I know I saw a picture of you. You're in shape. You're in great shape. I know you're ready. It's just the league isn't ready. The league isn't ready for you.
I guess so. They must have heard rumblings. I was trying to, you know, wield Dickey and Huff for that player coach contract.
Yeah, yeah, man.
But you know, getting better shape. But still, they know I'm injury prone. So I guess they. The league's Randy doesn't want to see that, I guess.
Yeah, Randy. Now are you down are you down some LBs? You look good.
Man, I'm down 248 was the last I checked, so I think I was in the 280s when this whole pandemic started. So, yeah. Yeah, but you got me with that Popeye's spicy honey chicken commercial.
Yeah, well, Jay and I were talking about it at the breaks. Do you like the biscuit? Do you need the biscuit? Where are you on the biscuit?
Oh, the biscuit's a must. Man. Yeah. The biscuit's a must. You know, I love a little bit of butter, obviously, comes with a little bit of heat. Throw some jam on there and then shred the chicken, make a sandwich.
Nice.
But anyway.
Yeah. No, you know? It's hard. Fried chicken is so hard, man. Because I'll see it. It's like, ooh, we could do that today. It's like every day is a good day for chicken. I just
tell me there's a day when chicken was offered and you said, no, not today. Oh,
yeah.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
never happened.
We don't need to talk about football necessarily, because I know that's for government people and guys named Randy, and even they're having a hard time figuring it out. So what I do want to talk to you about, though, is the All-Star for Kids campaign with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I know there's you and a number of Stampeder players in the past, and obviously still today, connected with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And it's difficult to give that help and the aid and the support when you can't get together. I guess tell us a little bit about what's happening, and obviously we'll get into the All-Stars for Kids this month, big for donations.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, exactly right, and which you'll see, I think, a lot of, and shout out obviously to, you know, all the different campaigns and fundraisers going around the city, because people had to kind of get creative in how, you know, to raise funds. There's usually, you know, some kind of fun event for everybody to get together. But like you said, obviously with the restrictions, people are getting creative. And, you know, there's going to be a campaign going on, like you mentioned. This is the fifth year for the All-Star for Kids with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And it's running from August 1st. It started going until September 10th. So, you know, there's a bunch of still a lot of the same athletes coming back. There's new ones coming in, man. It's definitely something, an initiative that, you know, now with a little bit more time, you know, that I'm not working, to sit down and see what more could I do, you know, for them, and definitely get, you know, more people involved. And obviously they do a crazy job every single year. And like guys you mentioned, like Hank and Bo, you know, Bo's still going to be involved this year. So there's going to be tons of firepower, but there's going to be some stuff going virtually online, you know, so
nice.
It'll be awesome though. Yeah.
The thing about Big Brothers and Big Sisters is we used to have Hank, like you say, and we've talked to you and Bo and all, there's a number of athletes in the cities that have devoted time to it. There is no, when you think who needs a Big Brother or a Big Sister, there is no list of criteria. It does it. How much money your parents make, what neighborhood you live in, what kind of things you like. It's the old "it takes a village to raise a child" kind of a mentality, right? You don't. There shouldn't be any kind of shame in signing up your son or daughter for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's a multitude of reasons, and I mean, I think. I don't want anybody ever to think that that's a negative connotation with, oh, my kid's doing. No. I mean, I remember as a kid that, you know, my mom had got me in a Big Brother because I was an only child at the time. You know, my oldest sibling is 18 right now. So that should tell you that the distance between myself and my siblings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was just bored of, you know, staring at the wall by myself. You know, my mom had got me a Big Brother when I was a young guy. So, I mean, there's plenty of different avenues, and I think benefits, obviously, to to having somebody. I mean, for me, it was just cool to talk to somebody who, you know, wasn't in my immediate family. I could talk about different stuff and know that wasn't going to go maybe right back to my mom. I don't know. But, you know, there's a ton of different reasons why somebody would want to sign their children up for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And, you know, truthfully, the outside of even the athletes, you know, there's just, I know the screening process, the people that sign up, you know, to be a Big Brother, a Big Sister, amazing people, man. So there's just a ton of perks.
Corey Mace, our guest here, we're talking about the All-Star for Kids campaign with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We would do live shows and talk to some of the bigs and some of the littles, and everyone had that different story. For some dads or some moms, it was, you know, I'm good at reading, I'm good at math, but I'm not real good at throwing a football. And then the dads would be like, we play ball all the time. I don't know the math. I don't know. It's not about getting a tutor, but it's just there's so many different aspects of growing up and being a kid, where as a parent, instead of, you know, maybe feeling like you're falling short, you just need a little bit of help, and that's a way to look at Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you know, you hit it right on the head there. Boom. There's so many different avenues, and trust me when I said definitely there was some math tutoring going on in my household, buddy. That was, yeah. That was a tough go for me from start to finish. No, there's a multitude of reasons, and you know, I know this year for us, it's they're setting a goal for $300,000 to be raised. And I know during a pandemic and people are being tight with their money, but you know, I know the heart of this city, and I said a million times from all the different charities and stuff that goes on through this city. This is an important one, man. Just, you know, the youth obviously coming up through the city, and we always know in anything that we do and giving back to the youth, the impact it's going to have for the future. So the goal is $300,000. And again, it's going to go all to the local youth, and it's going to go into those things like you talked about, Boom, as far as the one-on-one mentoring programs. And then sometimes, you know, there are families and kids who are battling different kinds of adversity too. I mean, in that sense, whether it be a loss of a parent, especially with things going on now, you know, there's been a rise of obviously illness and death with the pandemic in itself. Poverty. I mean, there's tons of stuff that could also go into it, but that's the one thing that I love about the program, is that it's cast like a wide net of things that covers, when, you know, your child or your little, is involved with the program, man. So for me, it was a no brainer. And I feel like it should be that for parents who just need a little bit of extra help. It should be a no brainer because it's great people, man, just trying to do the right thing.
We'll take a step towards that $300,000 total. AllStarsForKids.ca is the website all month long. And like you said, all of August and then to the 10th of September. Every donation is going to be matched dollar for dollar. So it's doubling that impact, which is awesome. And again, it's super easy. AllStarsForKids.ca. What else is going on with you? I know you're being a parent, you're being a brother, you're being a good boy. How's August?
August's been good. I mean, the thing is, we're still trying to keep busy, you know, at the home offices. You know, Monson's got us breaking down some extra stuff against some potential opponents. And, you know, we're kind of trying to game plan and see how it would be different if, you know, we do get this thing rolling on a shortened season. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff still going on, but at the same time, definitely enjoying some of this heat to an extent. You know what I didn't do? I'm not a big believer of air conditioning in a place where it's only hot for about a month and a half. This has slowly changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I've never sweat, but it's a lie. I sweat all the time. But so much at night, I feel bad now because we got the kid in there. You know, it was like 35 in our room, and I think it was like 30 in her room now. So now I'm getting pressure with the AC unit.
Yeah, I bet. Lights.
You know how it goes, man. So, but other than that, I'm enjoying the heat.
You will, and you won't regret it. Don't feel bad. Yeah, it's only a couple of weeks or whatever. Those 2 weeks, they feel like months when you haven't got, like you say, when it's 35. And those kids, those little ones, when they crawl, they're like a little blast furnace. They make it, they just heat the place up even more. So don't feel bad. You need some, there again, you need some help.
You're right. You're right, man. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But no, it's been good. It's definitely been good. So just enjoying the time with the family, you know, still trying to stay active, but don't, like I said, don't get me wrong. I guarantee you before tomorrow that Popeye's chicken's getting tossed down the gullet.
Okay,
I guarantee it.
So how did you lose the weight? What have you been doing?
So if anybody knows my wife, she's super competitive with the whole fitness thing. You know, she's a fitness coach. Uh-huh. She did the Arnold Classic, you know. So I've always had the coach in my corner. I just refused to listen to the coach, the irony in that. So she cleaned up my eating habits. It turns out if you just don't eat like yourself all the time, it kind of just falls off. And then, I picked up jogging, which was really weird because I'd never done that in my life because big boys only like to go in small bursts, you know, in football. But it's been a lot of that morning walks, you know, with the kid. The kids, maybe that's what it is, just chasing the kid around. I'm just burning calories like crazy. But it kind of just fell off, you know. I'm not GQ or anything, but I'm like Mr. Big and Tall. I could probably do a centerfold for Mr. Big and Tall, you know what I mean? But I'm not six pack or anything over here, Boom. I'm still one of us, bro.
Well, here's the thing though. It's, are you the before picture or the after picture? That's the question that there's nothing wrong with. Be the after picture, right? Be the after guy.
It's fine. That's fine. I'm just a smaller version of my fat self. I still look the same, just shrunk. I was really expecting by now at least a two pack, and it's not happened.
Well,
it's not happened.
And every time we'd get Dickinson on, we'd ask him, and somehow you and your sweating issues would come up. So I hopefully you're sweating a little less.
No, I'm sweating the same. Exactly. I'm still sweating the same, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, the Dickie, get this guy. This guy, you know, he put a new basketball court in. He just whooped Monson's butt in tennis yesterday. This guy, you want to talk about staying active. This guy is the ultimate competitor and athlete.
We may need to reach out. We may need. Hey, Mace, really appreciate you. You're a good man, and as a Calgarian, sure appreciate all you do for our city and the people in it. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, All-Stars for Kids campaign running through until September 10th. Take care of yourself, pal.
Take care, guys. Much appreciated.
You bet. AllStarsForKids.ca.